Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Vesach Hashem, HSP number 6. That's Highly Sensitive People, Shear number 6. I'm going to discuss an article I saw called 30 Reminders for Sensitive People Who Feel Drained, Ashamed, or Judged. And someone by Lori Deschen. Now, people who are not HSPs, or every person listening to this, needs to listen to this, because they need to treat each other in a very sensitive way. So I may reiterate this concept very often. Just as highly sensitive people need to learn how to put within themselves a protective mechanism to protect themselves from the overwhelmingness of their emotions and feelings that go straight in, and they need to know how to control it. They have a heightened sense of empathy, but it's to the extreme that could hurt them. Most of the people listening have the opposite issue, where they need to develop their empathy in a better way. So it's really a matter of balance. The HSPs need to learn how to dial down their excess and extreme emotion and empathy, to put it in a healthy balance, all those feelings and hyper focus on their stimulation of their emotional senses that they feel within, that they feel flooded. So too, most of the people listening here need to learn from HSPs to develop a certain healthy degree of sensitivity. So what does the HSP do when they're feeling drained? They feel drained because they feel other people's emotions. They feel other people's pain to a very strong degree. And we explained even Moshe Rabbeinu, who felt Vayar B'Siv Loisim, he felt Klal Yisrael's pain, or many tzaddikim that do, but not to the extent where it holds back their own ability to serve Hashem. So number one is to know when you feel that pain in excess of others, that you are only responsible for your own emotions. You cannot take away everyone else's pain. And even if you could, you'd be robbing them of the chance to grow. They need to feel their own pain. You just help them along with it. You can't remove the pain of the world. That should not be on your shoulders, to remove all the suffering and pain. You leave that to Hashem. So, to put it another way, if you hyper-focus on someone's tzar to the extent where it really is hurting you, to the point where it's very hard for you to function, then you have to recognize Hashem does not want you to feel that way. And he wants you to work on balancing that. So I'll give you an example. HSPs often would say, for example, they are nervous of being Menachem Avel, or going to a funeral, or even, you know, just saying warm words to someone that's in distress, because it brings into them such painful emotions that they feel for the other person, such empathy, and they have difficulty in handling it. And they basically say, once I was Menachem Avel in the morning, my whole day, I couldn't think, I couldn't function. They would often say something like that. It's admirable. It shows how much they care, the sensitivity. But HSP's avodah is, I could be Menachem Avel and mourn and feel the pain of the person who is sitting Shiva for a loved one, but then they could go out of there, and an HSP has to learn. Take 10 minutes or whatever it is, and they reorient themselves and they say, Hashem, okay, now what do you want me to do? You don't want me to carry this for the rest of the day into the other areas of my life. Even though it's a good midah of empathy and caring, but you need me to do other things now too. Ivduas Hashem b'simcha, and so on and so forth. Number two, you don't need to fix anyone else's problems. Just listening is enough. but you could only listen for so long before it gets to be too much. So one of the gifts of HSPs and is listening. Agav, everyone here, including myself, need to work on this art of listening with empathy in a healthy, wise way. I should really, if I have time, make shiurim specifically just on the subject of the chesed of healthy listening. It's not just hearing with the ear. It's not just, like in Yiddish, the word is not zeheren abed nor derheren. Not just to listen, but to really listen in an empathetic, real way. So HSPs need to do that too, and they are gifted in that. They could train themselves to be such listeners, and because they're so perceptive, the one that they are listening to feels healed as they are listening, being listened to by an HSP or a non-HSP. But an HSP has to be very careful, because even the listening can be overwhelming, and they have to stop at a certain point in time. It's too much for them. So it is a gift. So ironically, when they channel the gift, they could do wonders with it. Then in measured ways, they learn when to listen and how to listen. And when they do that, they could actually heal, literally heal the other person who is pouring out their heart to them. Number three, you don't need to put yourself in environments that overstimulate you. And choosing to do something different doesn't make you weird or any less fun. This is a situation, for example, with loud weddings or those type of things. You measure it. If you're very close relatives, you need to go and be there, sometimes the whole night. If you're overstimulated, you move yourself into another quieter room for a little bit sometimes. You go if it's not cold weather. You go outside a little bit and take a little break from the overstimulation to reorient yourself. Some things you weigh, whether you go or don't go, and how much you go and when you go. Any type of environment that overstimulates you, you learn how to regulate it. You learn how to control it and not let it overwhelm you. Sometimes you have no choice, and you need to go someplace where there's a lot of people, thus a lot of stimulation that could flood you. But at the same time, if there are ways to minimize it, you minimize it. Just an example, even Nicham Avelim. You know that on the last Thursday night of a Nicham Avelim, there'll be a lot of people there, especially if it's day number 6 or 7, and it's flooding over there and overwhelming. It's more like a social gathering in many places that have large mishpachas. It's just the nature of it. So if you're over, you know you're going to get overwhelmed by something like that, then you try to go earlier in the week, earlier in the day, where there'll be somewhat less people there, and so on and so forth. Number four, it's not worth forcing yourself to do something if you know you won't enjoy it, and you'll end up feeling drained. This is very, very important. Sometimes you're told with a bunch of friends, let's go together to an amusement park. Let's go together to a concert. And sometimes you want to go. You love music, and you're going to overcome that initial reservation of being overwhelmed by the music, the flooding, and the crowds, because you love the music so much, and that's fine. But if you know that it's going to drain you, then you don't force yourself to go. Number five, you can choose to listen to your instincts instead of your anxiety. If you feel you need to leave, but you're worried about how you'll be perceived, focus on the voice that knows what's best for you. This happens a lot in the secular culture, where there's a big, big social aspect of parties and being invited to social events. In certain classes in American society, people invite each other to different parties and events. And there's sort of like an obligation, I have to show up, otherwise they won't show up to my events. There's some type of social type of aspect to it. And here she is saying that, no, don't worry how you're perceived. If you have to leave early from an engagement because you're overwhelmed, you leave early. And there's nothing wrong with that. So here is also the shikel hadas with, in our culture, of how to handle simchas of cousins, distant cousins, friends, how and what to do. Do that in a way that is not overstimulating to you, but also fulfilling your, you know, your bein adam l'chaveira obligation. Sometimes you have to go sometimes into somewhat of a discomfort level in order to do the right thing and go to someone's simcha and share it with them. HSPs may have difficulty when they have these beautiful every 7.5 years daf yomi gatherings. But again, there's so many sort of like individual ways to do it, where you could go into a smaller arena and watch it from there, and so on and so forth. So you work towards balancing that. Number 6, other people and external situations can only drain you if you let them. You have the ability and right to set boundaries at any time. Okay, this requires in and of itself many, many shiurim to describe how to go about setting those healthy boundaries. And we need to learn how to do that. The way to help other people that are draining you is to create that boundary. Boundary doesn't mean you shut them down. The error that many HSPs do, including myself at times, is when we overwhelm, we shut the switch completely. I've done it several times in my life because just shut it and then you don't have to deal with it. But the main avodah is not to shut it completely, but to be firm in placing that wall when it needs to be there. And when it doesn't need to be there, you let it open. Right? I'll never be Menachem Avil again because I find it very, very traumatic for me. I'll never go to Levi again because it'll be very, very traumatic for me. Unless it's a very, very close relative, I'm going to only go to a wedding for 5 minutes to say Mazel Tov, that's it, because otherwise it's draining for me. So yeah, that may be going overboard, right? The boundary needs to be wider than that. But a boundary needs to be made. It's a healthy thing to make those boundaries, especially for HSP personality. Number 7, big yisoid, it's not selfish to take care of yourself. As the saying goes, you can't pour from an empty cup. A lot of people say that after they're drained, they have nothing else to give. Chayecha kaidmin. That's not selfish. Again, you're not sure if it's selfish, you could ask people. If you need your sleep, you need your time alone. Sometimes some nights where people are calling you or need your help with things, and you have to put your foot down and say, sorry, tonight I'm not available. Period. Because you need that time. Some people, public figures, you hear an announcement that they give shiurim all the time and they're constantly in the klal, and they say that from Rosh Chodesh Av to Rosh Chodesh Elul, a whole month, no shiurim, I'm not available. And that's it. They have to, otherwise they won't be able to help them afterwards. Chayecha kaidmin. Your life comes first. Number 8, sleeping isn't a luxury. You need to get sufficient rest to handle the many parts of life that are emotionally exhausting. We will, Bez Hashem, talk about the concept of sleep, Bez Hashem, in its proper time. Number 9, the most important question you ask yourself at any time, but particularly when you feel overwhelmed, is, what do I need to do right now? That's, by the way, your side in life. The sight in life of, what does Hashem want me to do in the present moment? And if you're overwhelmed, that means Hashem does not want you to do all these things that are making you overwhelmed. He wants you to take baby steps and do things little by little in a healthy way. Number 10, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Even 5 minutes of calming practice like deep breathing or yoga can make a huge difference. Number 10 is saying, and we'll end off the share here. So these 10 are talking about advice on what to do when you feel drained. But number 10 is basically saying is, you don't say, for example, someone works full time and they just shut it down and say, I'm overwhelmed now, so I'm not going into work at all. Very often that's not healthy. You need to push yourself to go because that's a responsibility. And also it's good for you to get into that mode. But that doesn't mean that when you're at work and it's a crazy, difficult environment, you still have to work on protective mechanisms to protect yourself within it. Take the lunch break, take a walk, the deep breathing, and so on and so forth. There's a lot more to say, but we did 10 out of the 30 on what you do when you feel drained. And we'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, this list in upcoming shiurim. Bracha v'atzlacha.